our podcast Step Into the Future, which is all about fashion, sustainability and social change. My name is Katharina Latleff and I work for Milavere in the PR and sustainability area. And today I'm really happy to talk to Amit Nake, who runs PureCot's Eco Lifestyle. And his company produces all our fair trade cotton and organic certified garments in Umagam, which is a small city in the Indian state of Gujarat. We work together with PureCot since the beginning of Milavere in 2014, and Amit is also together with us a pilot partner of the new fair trade textile standard, which works towards living wages along the entire supply chain. Normally we see Amit in India when we are visiting the PureCot production site, but this time is very special and we met Amit together with his family during his holidays in Italy, and therefore we want to introduce you today to him and his fantastic work with PureCot. So now to you, Amit. You were one of the first sustainability textile pioneers in India who started to produce textiles with organic cotton only. Can you maybe introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are and what you do?
Thank you, Katharina, for the nice welcome and a small introduction to me. I have started the PureCot Eco Lifestyles Private Limited in the year 2000. And by education, I am an engineer. And right from my childhood, I have been always very close to nature, and I have always preferred and liked the natural things. I am personally averse to chemicals, and I prefer cotton, nature, treks, walks, water, things like that. So in spite of doing my education in engineering, later on I figured that tech field is not for me, so I decided to do some business in the sustainable area, something which is close to nature, which is close to my heart. And there I came up upon a group of organic farmers near my hometown, and when I went there for the first time and I spent around a month with them trying to understand what they're doing and how they're doing it, I was really enamored and I fell in love with the whole concept of natural and organic production at the farm level. So I decided I will do something related to organics, and something which will always keep me in touch with the organic farmer. My heart was really touched by the simplicity and authenticity of the humble organic cotton farmer of India, and that is when I took the pledge that I should do something which connects me with him. And as I grow, I would like to be in connection with more and more organic farmers. So the foundation of my business and venture was organic production, any kind. But as things proceeded, I tried organic food, lentils, cotton seed cakes and organic cotton, and what went ahead was organic cotton. I got more response and I dropped the other items and I pursued organic cotton. After 2 years of working in organic cotton from 98 to 2000, I got my first inquiry for organic cotton garments, mainly for baby wears from Germany, and I took it up. And since then, since the year 2000, we have successfully, by the grace of God, managed to be exclusively organic. And
since when?
Since 2000.
Okay, so from the beginning, we were only organic.
Yeah, we've been doing only organic, and we haven't touched any conventional production.
Wow. Yeah. And so you started more with the field work from the cotton farmers, and then you developed the idea to produce textiles.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And when we visited you the last time in November 2018, you showed us your new factory.
Yes.
Which you are right now constructing.
Yeah.
And what was the main purpose you decided to build a new and bigger factory?
Yeah, actually, ever since we started in the year 2000, we have been steadily growing with our customers and with the trying to keep up with the demand for organic and sustainable textiles. So at the moment, our present premises are fully occupied. Our capacities are more or less full. So and it has also become a little congested. So with the purpose of decongesting the existing setup, and with the purpose of making room and making space available for future growth and expansion, we have taken up this project of constructing a new premises. So this will give us the space, and all we need to do is add in more machines and people, and we'll be able to scale up or increase our capacities very easy in a very short time. We are also adding a new process, which is called knitting, which is producing the fabric from yarn. That also needs space. So this new process also will be done in the new building.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So as the European or all the markets, the sustainable textile market is growing everywhere, your business is also growing.
Yes.
And
yes,
for that, you needed a new factory.
The demand is growing and we need new space to cater to that demand.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And at the moment, you employ with PureCots around 1,000 people, I think. And where do you see the biggest impact of your work with PureCots and also as an employer? For example, what is the financial, personal or health benefit for your workers and tailors at your textile production site in PureCots?
Yeah, we employ around 1,000 people, and the biggest impact is, I feel that as we grow, our purpose of having be able to connect with as many organic cotton farmers as possible is being served. And as we grow, more and more organic cotton farmers are getting a kind of a buyer for their products. So that is our main mission, and that is, so we are happy to grow in this way. We are also happy to know that since we are a part of the sustainability textile chain, the entire stakeholders, from the farmer to the process houses, to us, to our people and our customers and the end consumer, everybody is in a way supporting, contributing to the sustainable movement in the world, and also they are being fairly rewarded or and remunerated for their services. So this is an impact which makes us feel good about growth and about ourselves. And I guess as far as the business is concerned, this is the impact. As far as the people are concerned, we try to it's our endeavor to give them the kind of comfortable working environment. We try to give them good benefits so that they are happy and they can be emotionally connected with our company as well. They consider our company as their second home. And we mainly have a policy, or rather right now we are employing more than 60% of our employees are local from the village.
Yeah.
So there are
which is not usual in the textile industry.
Yeah, yeah. So almost every family has one person more or less working with us from Umargaon and the surroundings.
Village?
Yeah,
okay.
From the village. So there is some, it brings in a certain stability into the family because we have been so far regular with our payments. There is a steady growth in the remuneration of the people. So they have certain benefits. So there is also a significant social impact in that way into the family of the people. We celebrate festivals, we give gifts to the family members on Dashera, so that normally it's a kitchen, some utensils or kitchen ware. Then we have occasion when we call the families for lunch to our place.
The families of the workers come to the factory and have lunch at Pure Pots.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's we can't have too many of these occasions because 1,000 people is a lot. But wherever we possible, where there are one or two cases when there is some interaction with the family.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the I can consider that as a small impact or a kind of impact we are having on the social background.
Yeah, but you also offer health.
Amongst
care.
The benefits we have, we offer gratuity. That is like a pension scheme for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Then we offer medical insurance for hospitalization of the person, of our employee, his or her spouse, and the children.
Okay. No.
We also have a dispensing doctor for small things like cold, cough. So the doctor,
cool. He comes to the factory.
He doesn't come to the factory. He has a clinic, but we are attached to him, and he's in Umargaon. So our employees go to him with their I card of our company, and then he treats them free of charge.
Oh, cool!
And even the dispensing medicine, which he gives from his clinic, is also free.
Paid from the company.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
So many good benefits for the employees.
I mean, these are things we try to make things simpler for them,
mm-hmm.
so that they don't have to really. We also have some soft financing schemes for our workers. Like sometimes the workers need money for marriage or house repair, education of the children, which is suddenly a big amount, which they don't have so much of savings. So we have these soft financing options for them as well.
Okay, cool. And you also earlier told me that you also offering if the employees come 26 days. In a month, then you are offering.
So we have after we took up the our journey towards living wages, we have started a new scheme in which any worker who comes for 24 days out of 26, he is entitled to 1 liter of cooking oil and 1 kilo of sugar. So again, this is a contribution from our side to as an appreciation for his punctuality. It also motivates him to people to be more regular at work, and also directly touches the family of the worker. This is also a scheme, and also we provide fixed remuneration to workers. So it's monthly based on the hours they put in and days they put in, and not on the production they produce.
Yeah, that's a main difference. I also visited other production factories. And there they have this piece rate, and they are all working very quick, and they're really in a hassle. And at your factory, I really felt that everyone was working in his own tempo, and it was a very nice and good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Also, you have big windows, and they all also listen to music sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really felt that the atmosphere is very good. And
In our new factory, in fact, we have bigger windows. The ceiling is even higher. And we have again music over there, and we plan to do a little more than what we are doing here in terms of comfort of since it's one level, the workers don't have to go up and down. They can move around in at the same level. And production, when a worker gets remuneration on pieces, then there's a little bit of stress involved because of the hurry. And also it affects the quality of the garment because it's made in a slight haste. So the advantage of having a salary-based system is that the workers and the tailors, they all work to their best potential at a comfortable pace, maintaining the quality of the garment.
Yeah.
Also, they then can they have bank accounts. They can show regular income into the bank, so they get entitled for small loans to buy bikes.
Yeah.
To buy a small house, their credit worthiness basically gets established. So that is a big advantage. Whereas in conventional factories, and then the workers are mainly either immigrant or local who would like to work on a production-based system, and there the income varies every month. A lot of it is in cash. A lot of people don't get provident fund and pension and medical benefits. So there is no credit worthiness to the person. So when he goes to the bank or he wants to take up a loan or something else, then there is no record. Even though he's been working for 10, 15 years or something, he cannot prove or he cannot show any concrete documents. So our workers, I have seen when we began, they were everybody used to come on foot or by bus or something, and now then they started coming on cycle, and now they come on motorcycle. Well, it's not very great for environment, but because of this steady income, everybody has taken small loans, then bought a motorcycle. Then they can take their family out in the evenings, you know, because they are two or three people. In India, sometimes four sit on a bike. So, which you cannot do on a cycle. So, it's a big thing for them.
We also found it particularly good that when we spoke to tailors, they all said that they are already working with you since 15 years, or you have many tailors who are with you since many years. And I think that's particular. And we also have the feeling that the quality of all your garments is really good.
So since these guys are they like to work with us, or they find certain advantages in working with us, they stay around for many years, and then they get they get into the quality culture which we want them to get into. We can we train them for the we train the people who need some more skill sets, so that is a value addition to them. And they also are exposed to a lot of people visiting, asking them about like we had Hasu
who came to
Germany. So after he came, he was quite enamored by Germany, and he learned a lot from here, and then he went back and he told all his other friends what he saw, how the world is, what kind of customers we sell to, what are the quality expectations, how each garment is looked at. So
maybe for all the listeners, Hasu is one of the tailors of Amit. And he came during the last Fashion Revolution Week. He came with Fair Trade Germany. He came to Germany and he made with Amit together a road show. And he's
in the educational institutes.
It was really great that he also came. I think he started with you 15 years ago as a very basic tailor, and now he has some higher position, and that's really cool. And maybe I come to my next question, but even though it's a really interesting topic, Milaware and your company are, or Milaware and your company are pilot partners for the new Fair Trade Textile Standard, And this new standard covers the entire supply chain from the field to the customers by ensuring living wages among all stages. We know that this is a very challenging task, but we as Melaware still believe that it is necessary. Where do you see the biggest challenges to ensure these living wages in all stages, and where is it sometimes challenging also for you and your work?
Yeah, living wages is an important part, rather significant part of the new fair trade textile standards, and it's a good initiative to put more money into the pockets of the workers. The challenge is that since this requires more remuneration to the workers, that's why the cost of operations and the cost of the product is increases. And this therefore needs to be recognized, appreciated, and accepted by all our brands who are working with us. And if all the brands contribute or rather participate in this program, then it is very straightforward and easy for us to implement the living wages straight away. That's one of the challenge. And I think this can be handled if the consumer also is made more aware about this projects or this certification or standard. And they also participate in the project. So then only the brands can sustain it, the increase in price. Also, a challenge is to find, to implement it into the supply chain. Our vendors, our suppliers who process the fabric for us, who process the yarn for us, are quite big, and most of them are not only organic and fair trade. They do other sustainable, other conventional products. So for them, it needs to make sense, to financial sense, to give living wages to their employees. So these are a few challenges, but I'm sure if everybody wants or intends to work in that direction and everybody understands what it means, and everybody does his or her small part into this project, it is very much practically possible. It's not a dream.
It's just, we just have to convince the other brands producing at pure cost, so that they are willing to pay more for their products, and then they will be able to be also part of the fair trade textile standard.
Correct, that's true.
But Melaware is right now among one of the smallest of the 15 brands or customers you as Pure Cords work with. What are similarities all brands have in common, and how does Melaware maybe differs from the other brands?
All of the brands which we are working with are following the sustainable and organic ethics and ethos, and their policies are based on these two things. So is Melaware's, but what makes Melaware a little different from others is that Henning, who is the founder of one of the founders of Melaware, he is very involved and goes deep into all the aspects of production, and also we have a very good exchange of knowledge, information. We question things together, and he also has introduced us to the fair trade textile standards and also Pure Cords has got certain exposure in Germany and in the EU because of Melaware's projection, and Melaware is not shying from telling who their producer is, and that is giving us a certain amount of visibility also. And most importantly, it is the commitment and dedication of Henning to the world of sustainability and his resolution to change the way the textiles work. So Henning has certain amount has a vision to change the way business is done in textiles, and I share that vision too with him. So it doesn't matter if Melaware is small or big, it's that we are thinking even bigger than who both are, at what level both of us are. Even we are a small company compared to very big other garment manufacturers. But for the sustainability movement, or for the betterment and well-being of the planet, I think if each of us does his or her part, then it will we'll be able to reach our goals. That's what makes Melaware very special for us.
Yeah, thank you. And but you are also, we are also very happy to have you as a partner, but because we really have the feeling that we share the same values and beliefs, and you are also willing to go this path with us. And I think that's really important to have strong partners India as well. So we cannot do these sustainability paths on our own. Need to do it together.
We have to work as a team, and the entire supply chain needs to work together, including the consumer, from the farmer to the consumer.
It's true. But what do you like about your work personally the most? Is there anything what drives you and gives you energy to run a sustainability or a sustainable company like Pure Quartz with almost 1,000 employees?
What I like the most about my work, as I mentioned earlier, is that I am doing something, or our company is doing something as a team, which is related to organic cotton, which is a very sustainable product, and hence related to the humble organic cotton farmer who is the inspiration and motivation of our whole company. So as we have grown through these years, we have been in touch, or we have rather influenced or touched upon the lives of more and more farmers as we grow. So that gives us that inspires us, inspires me, and also gives me a feel-good factor. So there is no guilt in growth. I feel that we are not growing at someone's expense, but we are growing along with people. So that motivates me. And also the fact that we have 1,000 people, and we are able to touch upon their lives in whichever best way as possible the company can do. So it's a feeling of satisfaction, and there is a lot more to be done and a lot can be done, but this is what drives and drives me.
That's a good work you're doing. And you started your company in 2000, I think, and since that time it has grown every year. Is there a personal limit or goal that you have set for your company that you want to achieve? Or
We've been steadily growing with our customers since 2000, and so has the market. Our customers have grown, and the market has grown, and we have grown along with that. So there is no real limit to which we have set for ourselves, and we plan to grow with this and service as much organic and sustainable products as we can from the market. In this process, I would like to add that quality of the product is very important for us, and the quality of our service is very important for us. So the challenge for us is mainly to maintain this quality and of product and service as we grow to bigger scales, to replicate the model which we have now and to better it for even bigger numbers. And that is what we are working upon, and The new expansion is a part of that. We are also recruiting new people to manage the expansion. So there is no limit as such. We would like to grow with the organic movement, with the organic market. And we look forward to being a bigger contributor to the whole thing, because that will make a bigger impact.
Yeah, and yeah. Employ more organic cotton farmers, yes. And employ more tailors and workers in the region, and then
that
you
true,
have
yes.
a bigger impact. So
that
we
is
have to demand more
yeah.
sustainable mm-hmm. textiles.
Correct.
And then the impact is also growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Amit, for taking your time to give us and our listeners very interesting insights to your fantastic work with PureCots.
Thank you for asking me and having me over on your
channel. Yeah, you're welcome.
Channel.
Yeah, I assume now many people can understand better what you and your company do for the sustainable fashion industry and what drives your passion, also your passion for the cotton farmers. And I hope you, everyone, enjoyed listening to this episode. We are happy if you follow our podcast, Step Into the Future, and recommend it to your friends. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.